takes and you kind of
push it.
Specific
heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
3 inches. One
raise 10-0.
Welcome to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, discussing why you hop when you stub your toe, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
Go ahead.
All right.
The floor is yours.
This started from a thread that Gordy Marshall, who drums for the Moody Blues, had on his Facebook. And I don't even remember how the thread started now, but he and a whole bunch of other people were posting music-related jokes.
Okay.
And some of them were, yeah, haha, amusing. And some of them I was, like, dying with laughter. So.
God.
So, hey.
Welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show.
That's a little body.
I'm sorry, what
it's
finishing
always a little
school
ones
did you go to again?
Do that.
Oh, my little knees can do that. Just,
Yo, I'll get a good one. Hang on a sec. I'll get a good one.
Oh, God.
That's me opening seltzer.
Can we all speak in burps?
Oh, you're
I love
disgusting.
That. If you yak on me, I swear to God, we will never speak again. Never again.
Don't get sick.
Wait, I can't even drink because I know what's coming.
Oh, God.
Should I tell a joke about it, Bruce?
Yeah. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, it's going to be a second. Like, your eyes are watering.
Oh, jeez. That hurts.
And, but you have to do.
That's good seltzer.
burning.
Should I tell a joke? What are you doing?
Okay.
I mean, seriously, dude.
All right, go ahead. When it comes, it'll be a surprise. To all of us.
How do you? And these aren't all related to one.
That hurt.
Now the guacamole tastes good.
That was scary because the whole thing was coming out.
A little came out. I put it back in.
There's so much I just learned about you in the last 4 seconds. All right, now we'd love to hear it.
These aren't about like one particular, like about the drummer or the guitarist or whatever. Some of them are, but like they're not all that one. All right, how do you get a drummer off your porch? Paying for the pizza. What's the difference between a drummer and an investment portfolio? One of them matures and makes money. When I told my mother I wanted to be a drummer when I grew up, she told me I couldn't do both.
I like that.
Next one. How can you tell when a drummer's at the door? He doesn't know when to come in.
Wow.
This one, I don't think it was like a joke. This was just somebody saying this on the thread, but they said, we don't have a doorbell, so every time the postman has something for me to sign for, he has to knock. At Christmas, I bought him some drumsticks. How do you know I'm a drummer, he asked. Whenever you knock on the door, it speeds up.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
Now, Gordy posted this one, and I don't quite get it, but whatever. He says, okay, one in my defense. A drummer locked his keys in the car, and it took him 20 minutes to get the bass player out.
That's funny.
But it's funny, but I don't get it.
Because the bass player is stupider than the drummer.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. I like this. What do you throw a drowning guitarist?
Wait, what was that?
What do you throw a drowning guitarist?
Oh, okay.
His amp.
Oh, man.
That's good.
What do you say to a bass player in a three-piece suit? Will the defendant please rise?
Oh,
man.
Wait. What's the difference between a drummer and a vacuum cleaner?
One sucks, the other blows.
You have to plug one of them in before it sucks. Remember, this is on a drummer's thread, too.
That's cute.
How many drummers does it take to change a light bulb?
I know this one. Go ahead.
5. 1 to screw it in, and 4 to sit around and talk about how Neil Peart could have done it better.
Oh, gosh.
How is a drum solo like a sneeze? You know it's coming, but there's nothing you can do about it.
I hate drum solos.
Oh, I love this one. This one had me dying. What's the last thing a drummer says in a band? Why don't we try one of my songs?
You find that funny, Brian?
I love this one. I am in love with this joke and want to marry it. How does a lead guitarist change a light bulb? He holds it and the world revolves around him. Cute. What do you call a guitarist with half a brain?
Gifted.
Exactly! When is a drummer considered a successful drummer? When his girlfriend has two jobs.
Nice.
Just two more left. What did the drummer get on his IQ test?
Drool.
Yes!
Thank you.
And this one is, it's just funny. What's the difference between a puppy and a singer-songwriter? Eventually the puppy stops whining.
That's good.
A lot of drama ones.
And that is all. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
Well, this will be a good test for...
Who's going?
My mother.
Why?
Wow.
You see the volume levels. I'm testing volume levels on the Imaginary Radio Show.
No, this is, we're trying to get a guest. We can only think of Brian's mother to call.
This is horrible.
What are you going to say to her? Welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Hello?
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Nothing. What's the matter?
Nothing. You're live on the Imaginary Radio Show.
I'm on the radio show?
Yeah.
Right now?
No, in 3 weeks.
Oh my god, my voice is on live?
I know, I can't stand it either. It is what it is. Say something interesting.
Oh my god.
Tell a story about when I was a kid.
No, I'm not saying nothing. First of all, I don't want anybody hearing my voice. I sound like Bernani. Brian?
Yeah, can you tell the story about how I was an ugly baby?
What do you want me to say?
Can you be more specific? I came out with a lot of hair and stuff.
Oh my god.
Go ahead.
Leah was the prettiest baby that I ever saw. She was the prettiest baby in the nursery. And I thought I was going to have another pretty baby. Oh my god, when you came out. Oh my god. You were the ugliest one in the nursery. I was so embarrassed that everybody just knew. In those days, you couldn't just go up and look in the nursery. You only had certain times to go. And all the parents would go up and watch the, they'd open the curtains at 7 o'clock at night, and all the husbands would come to visit, and all the mothers and fathers would line up. And after a while, I didn't go back because everybody would say, which one is yours? And I'd have to say that one. Oh, he's cute. And he really, you were so ugly. And then I kept telling my cousin on the phone, I said, wait till you see this baby. He's the ugliest thing I ever saw. And she says, oh, Judy, he can't be that bad. You must be exaggerating. I said, you wait. So when I came home, she came to my house to come and see the baby. And she looked in the bassinet. And I said, do you see what I mean? And she turned and she looked at me and she said, he'll get better.
Alright, that's the weekly call of my mother.
Because you had hair on you all over your face and you looked just like Elvis Presley from the 70s. With those mutton chop.
I had sideburns. Maybe that's why I have it in my mouth.
Other babies have hair on their arms sometimes and on their back, but you had it on your face just on the chest. And that fell off in a month, and then you got pretty. But boy, were you ugly. I loved you anyway.
All right.
Thank you. That's the weekly Brian Young, Young Brian story from my mother, Judy. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We'll see you next time on the Imaginary Radio Show.
Bye.
She hung up on you.
I was so ugly. She's hanging up on you. That's so good. I don't think I heard anything funnier in my entire life. My throat hurts.
But the funny part was, that's the cross I had to bear, right? That I was the ugly baby. Like, I was the ugliest baby.
Nothing's changed.
And I know. That's the problem. And yeah, I just have less hair. So then my cousin was born. I looked in that crib. And I was like, I'm out, he's in. He was the goofiest, ugliest baby in the world. And that's Nicholas, who became an actor on Broadway. And this great-looking kid, and he lives in Hollywood now. And
does
he's
doing, he?
Yeah, he's living the life, and he's an actor, and he's gorgeous. And,
is his last name Sanders? Yours?
No.
I think you're cute.
I know, but no. But he's but
I
anyway,
don't think
he
you're
was ugly.
Baby anymore.
No, I was ugly. I was goofy. Like, you see, like those pictures of my sister, and she's like, she's got the halo overhead because she looks. She's
little
horse. And I'm just sitting there, and I was like this big lump. I was like, and
I, that's why we stuck you behind the drum.
I know. That's why I stuck behind the drums. That's why I'm a drummer.
Oh dear God!
That was the
funny.
I'm sorry that I laughed so hard.
That's true. Can you hold it in a little bit? Jesus, both of you.
But it was
she told.
Yeah,
it was just perfect.
And we see where you.
I don't expect a mother to be like, and that baby was the ugliest.
Oh my God! He was so ugly.
It'll get better.
I didn't imagine that. Oh my God.
That was awesome.
That really was
the funniest story I've ever heard in my life. Now I see where he gets it. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God.
Bottle of forgotten.
see that, pull it up. Pull it up. Go to YouTube.
Pull what up?
It's going to be, because we don't have a current show, which sucks, but go to YouTube and type in Charlie Chaplin Time Machine.
Oh, I did you see saw that? It being posted, but I didn't bother to look at it.
There was a Charlie Chaplin movie called whatever. She's going to look it up. And you watch a person walk across the screen with a cell phone.
Yep. Cool.
Wait. This is back.
It looks like she's talking on a cell phone.
It looks like she's talking on a cell phone.
She's probably like fiddling with like a hearing aid.
Hearing aid. That's what she's doing.
But it looks like
doing.
She's talking on
so
a cell phone.
So like the big YouTube thing for a second was watching this person walk in a Charlie Chaplin movie.
That's funny. Watch. Oh, you found it?
Yeah, you got it.
It's a question as old as time itself. Is time travel possible? According to a YouTube video posted by George Clark, not only is it possible, he says he's got proof. You've got to see this. Watch with me. This is a movie clip from 1928. This is a movie premiere for Charlie Chaplin's The Circus.
This is cute.
And you see a woman walking in the background with her hand to her ear. We're trying to zoom in so you can see it here. There's a woman talking on a cell phone. But wait, cell phones didn't exist 82 years ago. So you see the dilemma. See her hand up to her ear. She's talking. Who's she talking
she
to?
She is talking.
On? We don't know.
How can you see she's talking?
Not a cell phone. You know, she's holding a hearing device. Others are saying she traveled back in time. The clip here gone viral, and it's causing quite a stir on the net. Hearing device, cell phone.
On the set, could they have had a sound, they wanted to cue her into something?
No, I think it's a hearing aid. But, I mean,
it looks like she's talking,
and there is a part of it that looks like she's holding something.
Maybe she's crazy.
Somebody commented, she can't possibly be from the future. If she was, she would be in color, duh.
No. That's funny. I thought that's pretty funny.
I think we should, like...
If I traveled through time, I just wouldn't appear in the Charlie Chaplin movie. That wouldn't be the first thing on my agenda.
I'm going to guess you're going to go back and change the start of your life.
Yeah, I just want to see myself born, hairy and
I'm sure they have pictures.
No, they're not.
Hairs off.
There are no pictures of me when I was a baby.
So it's all a lie.
No. She couldn't take them. She wasn't preserving that for posterity.
Because you're really a vampire?
No, it was ugly. She didn't take any pictures. Anyway, so no, I would go back.
That's so uncool. I'm angry with your mother right now.
No, that's okay. I've been angry with her for 37 years. Don't worry
about that. I would go back like an hour and change what radio show.
I would go back. What would you do if you weren't back? I would go back and do something, like not the typical stuff. Not like, okay, let me you know, go tackle Oswald or you know, or do something. I like.
Or like flag football or something?
No, tackle Oswald.
I know.
So he won't kill the president. I know,
but I was making a funny.
Hang on a second.
I got this one, bro.
You got it? Can you handle that one for me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, whatever. Okay. So go ahead. I ruined your story. Go ahead.
I would. What would I do? I'm trying to think of something that I would do that would be cool if I went back in time. Like, something that would... You know what I'd do? I'd go find 15-year-old John Lennon and introduce him to 15-year-old Yoko Ono. Then... So the Beatles wouldn't have existed.
That would involve some serious time travel because Yoko was like 15 years older than him already.
All right, I would have introduced 15-year-old John Lennon to 30-year-old Yoko.
Why?
So then she would have broke up the Beatles then. And then they would have never had the Beatles.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do such
just
a thing?
Just to see what would happen.
No.
Like, who would be the band? There's always going to be a band. I don't know how you say the Rolling Stones, but there's going to be a band. It could have been like the Hollies. The Hollies were one step away from being the Beatles, but John and
they were
Paul
more than
George,
one step away from being the Beatles.
Well, I know, but John, Paul, George, and Ringo had to get together. But that would be cool. Or I just like just go and like just nudge somebody in the wrong direction, like, "Hey Gandhi, you want a cigarette?" And just kind of see what happens.
He's
You're evil!
No. It's not
evil!
Bad. It's not bad.
You're ugly and mean.
I just want to see what would happen. I'm sure there'd be another bar.
Can't you, like, nudge somebody in the right direction?
Yeah, but that's what everybody wants to do when they travel through time. And I'm not doing bad things, I'm just changing things.
You're giving Gandhi cigarettes,
Well, yeah, it could be bad, but I just want to see what would happen to him.
He'd get cancer and die.
I guess, but I'm just saying, one little event in somebody's life would push it over the edge. Like if George didn't meet Paul.
No, I mean, Paul didn't meet him. No, That's a bad
number. No, yeah, but I know, but no, it's fine. It's fine.
I can understand why you would pick that one. Like, I don't want you to do it, and I'm glad you can't. But I understand why you would pick that one, because it would be interesting to see what band would form.
What would be the band? We know John, Paul, George, and Ringo. What would be the other four names?
I still don't want you to
get. No, it would probably be John.
No, they never met.
It would probably
Yoko
be...
Yoko stole him out of the...
It would be George, Paul, and Ringo, and...
Yeah, but they wouldn't have, yeah, but that wouldn't have been the Beatles. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't have been as popular if they all weren't together.
I don't know, man.
What are the Hollies' first names?
I don't know, because Paul McCartney wrote some...
Look at the Hollies'
Paul
first
names. Paul McCartney
name.
Wrote some seriously...
Yeah, but he
like,
might not have... He might not have been
historically life-changing stuff.
Love Paul McCartney, but he might not have been into that. He might not have made it. You know how many songwriters that we have that just never made it, that are writing great songs just because they never made it? Like, he made it in the Beatles, and he was able to do Wings, and then do this and do that. So, if it never happened...
I know, the man still got it, so I have a feeling he's done something.
All right, listen, your infatuation with Paul McCartney aside...
He's great.
You, I know, both of you. Both of you dream, you lay down in
the I've seen him twice in the last 10 years, and I wept. When he came on stage, I wept. I saw him in the new Shea Stadium, whatever that place is called.
Oh, you went to that show?
There were tears
I went to that show too.
My streaming down my face.
It was a great show.
Beside myself.
It was a great show.
And the man can sing. He's almost 70, and he can sing.
I didn't badmouth Paul McCartney.
I saw...
You need to leave.
I saw last summer or spring, I saw Ringo Starr perform at his All-Star Band show in Radio City Music Hall on his birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
Age 70, Paul McCartney comes out at the end and does, say it's your birthday.
Cool. I've never seen Brian closer to tears.
That's great.
I kid you not.
Well, let's not say tears. Let's say excitement.
Tears of excitement.
It was like...
I'm going to tell you.
So exciting.
The first time I saw Paul McCartney, I was in Madison Square Garden. I had the worst seats on this earth. And I'm going to tell you exactly what went through my mind. He came out on stage, and he opened with Hello, Goodbye. And he was behind a screen. And you just say there, you say yes, right? And he's behind the screen, and it's like lit from behind. I'm going to tell you why I began weeping. Because in my mind, I was thinking, I'm breathing the same air as Paul McCartney.
Lord.
Okay.
And I was completely overwhelmed with emotion.
I saw the Guess Who in Ohio when I cried.
See? And we waited outside after that show because there was a tour bus outside that said, there was like three initials and it said 909 after it. And I was like, that's his bus. Like, it had to be. It was like three initials, like, I don't know, like
JPM,
like his kids or something. Like my sister and I were like, we had this whole theory, about, like, oh no, that stands for this and this, and then it was 909. We're like, that's his bus. It has to be his bus. And we stood there and froze our behinds off in the rain, watching this bus for like 2 hours, and nothing ever happened.
So waiting for somebody to laugh at my Guess Who joke. I didn't cry at the Guess Who concert.
We thought you did.
No, it was just a joke. Oh. It was like taking
was
like
so
a not Beatles.
Yeah, we did. We felt for you for a minute.
And I like the Guess Who.
I do too. The guy had square cymbals. I remember that.
Really?
Yeah. It's the only person I ever saw with square cymbals.
They must break easily, huh?
I don't know. I was just like, what? I was tired.
Okay, most embarrassing concert you've ever been to? Anybody?
The Wag.
Shut up.
Well, that was my
You name it.
I'm just kidding. Seriously.
I've never been to an embarrassing concert.
I've never been to one. I'd be embarrassed to say that I went to.
Only because I'd go to see anything because, like, I saw, like, what the hell was that? Like, Damn Yankees and Bad.
Oh,
like,
I got
Damn
one.
Yankees, like a band that
oh,
you like.
Oh, yeah, I went to see Elds of Bars and Great Adventure.
Oh, we used to have a dance to that one. Not Who Shined, the other one.
Elds of Bars. Nice.
I saw Warrant open up for Poison. One time, and a lot of people will be like, ooh, cool, but I'm
no.
Yeah, it's funny, weird, there's like people like thinking about Paul McCartney. Like, I've seen Paul McCartney once, right? I've seen, you know, there's a lot of people, I've seen the Rolling Stones like two or three times. And then there's other bands that I've seen like, you know, I've seen Mr. Big like 9 times.
Really?
I love Mr.
I've seen Candlebox 6 times.
I don't know.
Because they were
that
all
is.
Bands that opened up for Rush.
Right.
So I've seen Rush
right.
a billion times, so I'd have to sit through all these things, and I think it's funny that like, I'm like the biggest Mr. Big. How many times have you seen Mr. Big in concert? I'm like 12. I can name one song, and I'm like the biggest Mr. Big fan.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Are we all having fun?
I know this is kind of boring, but can I say one cool thing I've seen, like, very, 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 very recently?
Yes.
Roger Waters, The Wall.
Oh, did you see that show?
Yeah, I was like...
I heard that they did such an awesome job with The Wall itself.
Yeah, yeah, because, well, first, when I was... I thought I was just going to see Roger Waters, okay? You know, yeah, great. I had no idea it was The Wall.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, amazing to see something that epic now that they did back then. And it was just incredible. Like, unbelievable.
That,
yeah, just building the wall the whole time, and every time they put a brick in, the image would be projected on it, like, just the whole time.
Oh. See, that's
so the band at the bottom was covered up by the wall.
That's the feeling.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, this is timeless, and you're witnessing it, like, you never thought in a lifetime you would
you'd ever see it. Right, exactly.
The wall.
Oh,
they love the show, and I heard that it's such an awesome job.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
You didn't go.
The most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Well, then what's like you just said? That's the most amazing like concert that you've ever been to. What about the rest of you? I think for you, Brian, probably the Ringo where Paul showed up was probably.
I guess so. I mean, like a, you know. The rest of the...
Just for that part,
really.
I think you kind of know what's coming when you go to a concert, but then when you get surprised, like, I saw Billy Joel in Nassau, and he did Goodnight Saigon, and he starts the song, and you watch... We had floor seats. It's right towards one of the aisles, and you watch all these firefighters and policemen walk up near you, and then when they got to the... We all fall down together. They were all on stage singing, and you had...
Yeah.
Goose, like,
I was listening to your story.
Yeah. I was like, oh my, I just witnessed something. Like, that was embedded in my mind. And then after Rush's drummer lost his daughter in a car accident, and then a year later lost his wife.
Oh my gosh.
And they finally did get back together. And the first, not one of the first time, but you know, the first time around at concert, they start playing. And they had the big video screens. First they show Getty. Hey, Getty. First they show Alex. And they show Neil. And the place went nuts. Oh, and I had tears in my eyes. I was like, holy shit. Like, that was...
Yeah.
I mean, I get goosebumps thinking about that. Those two moments, I guess, were the ones that really... Because the rest, you see, I know what I'm going to see. But that just blindsided me. Completely blindsided
me. Well, I don't have, like, a story like that. Like... Ooh, somebody came out, you know, except for the Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney thing. But I love seeing the Moody Blues. And although I've loved their music for years, Brian, you're responsible for getting us to our first Moody's concert. I don't know why, but for some reason, it never occurred to me, even though I've been going to concerts for years, it never occurred to me to buy Moody Blues tickets. And now I see them every chance I get. I can't see them enough, and I have to have front row center every time. Even if that's not the ticket I buy, that's where I end up sitting. I have to. Like, I will sneak up.
You know what's funny? After you posted that comment on my Facebook from the Wild
Oh, right,
song,
right.
And then I posted the video, I discovered that song is on a trailer at my job. It was like midday, and it comes out, there's like a trailer. There's like a, you know, like in-house music kind of thing.
Excuse me.
And I work part-time retail. Just for the holidays. For Yankee Candle.
Oh.
Just through like December. And there's like, they have like an in-house music, you know, whatever. It's like a button you press and it comes on. And it's like halfway through the day that song comes on. Like the next day after you posted it. It was very weird. Of course I thought of you. And I was like, the Moody Blues is awesome. And everybody's like, huh? Who?
Yeah, I saw him.
Oh,
I used to watch
it.
I used to see him a lot in the early 90s. It used to be Moody Blues in Chicago. I used to go to that concert. It was the name store every year.
Yeah.
At the old Garden Art Center where they have the huge lawn. I fell down that lawn at the Beach Boys.
Why am I not surprised?
I just bought this big white Beach Boys t-shirt and proceeded to tumble down the hill in the mud.
Oh my gosh.
It was not a white Beach Boys shirt after that.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
So I want to talk about, since we have Lisa from Peas and Carrots here.
Peasandcarrots.com. Very nice.
You know what I'm going to do?
Peas and Parrots.
I know. Peas and Parrots? Peas and Parrots?
Peasandcarrotsband.com.
I know your peas.
Shows how much you've been on my website.
I know Billy's Carrots.
That's right.
Who's the ampersand?
That's a good question.
Can I be?
Sure.
All right.
No, you can't be.
Why not?
Because, so, I was thinking at work one day when I was emailing back and forth with Brian.
And not working.
During my lunchtime,
I'm playing this for your boss. I took a break from watching porn to actually email Brian. I did it on my job's dime.
But I wanted to tell you that, I don't know, I mean, you know what, I may have told you already, but I picked vegetable names for all of the members of the WAG.
Well, I only know yours, huh?
Okay. Tell me the rest. I picked asparagus for me because I'm tall. Alicia wanted to pick her own. She picked broccoli.
Because I love it.
I picked one for Brian. I picked rhubarb because it just seems like it fits.
You're good, rhubarb. That works.
Yeah. I picked Dan's and I picked him. He's an artichoke.
Oh, that's good.
And he was mad. He's like, I want to be asparagus. I'm like, what? We're fighting over what vegetable we are. So,
we don't fight over which vegetable we are because it's anatomically just makes sense.
I never thought of that.
Ah, I see. But we need, since we have Sherry here, we need to pick a vegetable for Sherry.
We should pick, like...
Or Sherry could pick
what's
it.
What's red?
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, red cabbage?
Radish?
Radish?
No, no, tomato. No, I already know a tomato.
I already know a tomato.
Wait, that's a fruit.
It is a fruit. But...
not a vegetable. I forgot.
How far has this gone out?
No, how much produce do you know?
One, to be precise.
No, it was a tomato.
I used to call her tomato. Her name was Kristen Tomato. So we call her tomato.
Okay.
This not a real tomato.
Lisa, this goes out. I mean, there's a lot of veggies out there.
All right.
Okay, so what do we? What is she?
I don't know. Sherry's kind of tall.
Radish is good. I like radish.
But a radish isn't really tall. I guess it doesn't really matter, right?
No, but they're cute and she's cute.
Radish.
Would you like to be a radish?
I'll be a radish.
You could be a cherry tomato.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Not a whatever. I'm not going to say
that's evil.
She was a cherry tomato.
I was.
Now she's just a tomato.
I'm no longer a cherry tomato.
Get it, Brian?
You have to turn this.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
See, I stopped myself, and he took over. It wasn't my fault this time.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't my fault.
Can I help you, Brian?
All right, so we'll go with radish then. Okay. Lisa, have you... do you have any other friends that picked vegetable names for themselves?
No, no, everybody else is normal. It's just for the band, okay? Her real name is Lisa, and she talks to her friend Fred. Says, hi, Fred, and doesn't imagine him to be something from the produce section.
No, it happens a lot. It does. Depending on where we are, you know, people say, I want to be this, and we get cauliflower a lot, really? Believe it or not. Always people want to be cauliflower.
Why?
I don't know, like, because they think that cauliflower goes with peas and carrots. I don't know.
I hate cauliflower.
Like, I would think, like, I always think if you want to be something that goes well with us, pick, like, butter sauce or something. I don't know, you know?
You know,
Rice.
It's funny that
creamed corn we get a lot. Creamed corn.
Oh, creamed corn, okay. Yeah. It's funny that you said that because when I was thinking...
I don't like it either.
Oh, a corn on the cob, I can eat it all day. Mm-hmm. You can have a cob this big, and I'll go inside the cob. The creamed corn, it's...
I like it. And creamed spinach.
I like creamed spinach.
Same thing. It's not even cream. It's corn.
Oh, it's not.
Well,
it's corn.
No. It's corn. I mean, cream, not the vegetable.
Screamed corn. Creamed corn. Creamed corn reminds me of vomit. Same
what,
texture.
What, the green cream spinach doesn't remind you of vomit?
No.
Why not?
Because it's tasty. It's like vomit is just like when it comes up, it's like corny. It's got like, you know, some hard, some soft.
Okay, now you're making me sick because I can feel it coming up.
In
my and I actually ate corn tonight, although it wasn't
Campbell's bleh, in a can. I can't eat cream corn.
How about what Lisa just said? Peas and carrots together. Why are they the only vegetable that
they're not
you purchase together?
They're not. There's corn with the little red and green
peppers
and things, which I also
corn and peppers.
Mexicali, I think it's called this summer.
But what about asparagus? Like, why does it have to be all alone?
Well, that's
because it's so disgusting.
Nothing wants to be with it.
There, asparagus?
Excuse me, I'm asparagus.
Mm-hmm. I love asparagus.
I stand my ground.
I love asparagus. Why? It does make your pee smell different, but not everybody can smell that.
You know that? Yeah.
Yes.
Not everybody
knows.
You
we know.
Know.
We
so,
know.
You've had the experience?
Okay. Yes.
Why can't everybody smell that?
I don't know. There's a chemical in your brain that recognizes that smell, and not everybody has it.
How I wish I didn't have it.
It makes other stuff smell different, too, but we'll just leave it at that.
Really?
God.
Oh.
An experiment.
Oh.
Oh, baby. Brian, you have to be a scientist.
When words are not enough to say how I feel, I've heard the birds sing on tune, I've seen a golden harvest moon, and when the sun goes down, I turn around with thoughts of you. In other words, in other words. And when the snow is all around, there's not a green blade to be found, in late December I remember only winter sound. In other words, in other words. All of the beautiful and all the wonderful feelings deep inside me that you can't see, wanna show you. And in other words, another word. There was a time when all the water turned to wine and bothered dying. All the guests said that they saved the best for last. And so another
music, and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.